tonight, we're going to have a great night in the city of Philadelphia.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Welcome.
The city of brotherly love.
You're listening to WHYY, your NPR member station. Hello, I'm Priyanka Tiwari. It's not often that I see a collaboration between hip-hop, soul, and classical music, but right here in Philadelphia, there is a musical duo that is doing just that. Koof Knotts and Christine Elise. Koof got his start as an MC and producer in 2003. He's opened for a number of big names and collaborated with the likes of G-Love. Christine is classically trained harpist and got her degree in music therapy from Immaculata. Both beautiful, talented folk. They're not romantically together. I checked. They're just musical partners. So what's their musical love story and what is their new album about? Let's find out. Hello, how are you guys?
Good.
Good.
How did this all come together, this union? How did it begin?
I was working for a Philly nonprofit, and I saw Koof in a previous band that he was in, mm-hmm. and I was just blown away. Just stared at the stage, and I said, if I ever am a performer, I want to be in something like this.
Wow.
And then about 2 months later, I randomly saw him in the Wynwood Whole Foods.
A vegan donut. I'm like, oh, she caught me kidding.
Okay.
So I go over and I was just like, yeah, I saw you perform and I think you're amazing. If you ever need a harpist, let me know.
I was like, a harpist? I'm like, I've definitely seen that like on TV, like the orchestras and stuff. I'm like, I wonder what that would sound like, you know? And I'm like, all right, let me like send her some music that I'm working on and hear what she does to it. And then she like sent it back and I was like, wow.
What was the first song that you guys did together ever?
So it was an improv originally. We just performed it live one time and it went over really well. And then we went to the studio and recorded it. Oh, it's called Open Heart.
Be free to be.
Now, Christine, going from being a music therapist to actually singing, performing, did you always want to do that? Or it was just that when you met Koof, you thought, maybe we'll try it?
Yeah, I never thought I was going to be a performer. In the moment, I just took a limb and said, hey, and then it just unraveled from there.
You're actually very good. Now, you just came out with an album. Community is actually spelled K-E-M-Y-O-O-N-A-D-E. Okay, then. Try looking that up on Spotify.
Let's build these communities, y'all. With a focus on the word unity.
What were you trying to accomplish with this album? Because there's a lot of spoken word in it as well.
There is. So our first album, which was called Higher Grounds, mm-hmm. we didn't release it on any like digital outlets, but at live shows. This one was more of a fun, mm-hmm. free move around. A lot of the inspiration came from performing live because mm-hmm. you learn what songs get people moving and yeah. what songs mm-hmm. people go to the bathroom for, you know?
Do you think the pandemic had any kind of effect on your music?
Yeah, I do. For one, it gave us a chance to really like relax because we were on the move and on the go so much. We were able to just sit and be, and then also like experience all that happened around us, mm-hmm. positive and negative, because I always try and work off balance. So I think dealing with all that and taking it all in definitely inspired some of the songs on the album and the music we created.
What's the story behind this cover of Winter Wonderland?
We were thinking about how to add some festive songs mm-hmm. into mm-hmm. our performances lately. And mm-hmm. if we were going to make one, we wanted to make it sound a little bit different, you yeah. know, like mm-hmm. not our own approach. You know?
It is. Oh,
so
my God, it's so good.
So she made this magical, enchanting yeah. music. Mm-hmm. And then just listened a couple times and it came out. We keep walking in the winter wonderland.
Just keep walking in the winter wonderland. Any advice for other musicians?
Put 110% into it and constantly work at your craft.
Mm. How about you, Christine?
Continue to stay authentic no matter what changes around you. Mm. And where the path takes you is continue to say the words that you say have intention of what you want to say, you know.
All right, there you go. Kufnaut and Christine Elise, hip-hop soul classical duo from Philadelphia.
Hey.
They have a fantastic album out. It's called Community. And, of course, for more information, visit their website, kufnaut.com. That's spelled KUFNOTZ.com. Thank you, Christine, and thank you, Kuf, for coming in and talking to us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes, for sure. It's been a pleasure.
I am a PRIY. No, I'm Priyanka Tiwari, and you're listening to WHYY.